It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. MLive's Angela Whitrock joins the program every Monday morning to talk about business and the economy. Hi, Angela.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
I am well. It's fun being able to open our business segment with a story about pizza. What's being called Detroit-style pizza is in the news. What is Detroit-style pizza, and why is it in the news?
Well, I've got to tell you, I lived in Michigan my entire life, and I've never heard of Detroit-style pizza until this piece in the Freep this weekend. Chicago has its own style pizza. New York has its own style pizza. Well, Detroit-style pizza involves mostly a specially made steel pan. So, you know, you think of steel in the automotive industry, and now it's used in pans instead. It's a rectangular pizza where the cheese goes all the way to the edge. So you think maybe those somewhat iconic Little Caesars pizzas from your youth, perhaps. It's square, it's rectangular, the cheese goes all the way to the edge, the sauce is on top instead of underneath. So it's kind of like an upside-down style pizza, but they're actually starting to serve it in other places across the country that are not, you know, typically markets of Detroit, which is really fascinating. You can go to Colorado, apparently, and get Detroit-style pizza.
That's right. And apparently a small pizza maker in Detroit, a local company, has been making it since, I want to say, the late 40s. But now Little Caesars is getting behind it. And as you say, there's other pizza makers around the country. So it would seem to have some marketing. There's marketing potential to this thing, I guess.
Absolutely. And, you know, Detroit's coming back slowly but surely. And, you know, having a Detroit-specific pizza can't hurt things at all. And plus, it looks absolutely delicious.
The State Journal's Dawn Parker broke an interesting story Saturday involving the Okemos Meyer store and a big tax refund that it is due. This has to do with the official valuation of its store at Grand River and Okemos Road. What's this about?
Well, when Meyer was redoing its store, the value of the store goes up. What they did was they appealed to the Michigan Tax Tribunal, and what they wanted was for the property tax value to be sort of reset as though the store were closed and up for sale during the time that it was being rehabilitated. So what that means is that all of the taxing entities that got money from Okemos from the Okemos Meyer for their property taxes now owe it back. I mean, the township is going to have to refund them about $35,000. LCC owes them about $20,000. Okemos Schools Operating Fund, $90,000. I mean, these are substantial hits to these funds that have, you know, in many cases, likely already spent this money and now are going to have to turn around and cut a check to Meyer. And of course, you know, Dawn's got a great quote in here from someone from the tax tribunal who says that this is not at all uncommon. Meyer's appealed property tax values for 97 of its 140 stores starting in fiscal year 2009. So this is, likely that Okemos is not the only community dealing with this right now.
Yeah. And it's moving day for you and your MLive colleagues. Quickly, why are you moving and where are you moving?
Well, this is part of our strategy. We've redone hubs in all of our major markets. We were just the most recent. We are going from a place on Sycamore, the old Booth House, down to Washington Square. You'll probably recognize it as the old Secretary of State space, but that's the only thing that's the same as the space. It's completely different. It's beautiful, and it's bright and wide open, and we encourage you to stop by sometime.
Fantastic. MLive's Angela Whitrock. Thanks, Angela.
Thanks, Mark.